It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And I'm so excited. We have a second listener email.
Oh, I see a trend.
For today. But before we get to that, if you have something you, a question you have, something you're dealing with, and you'd perhaps like to hear how we would answer it, like we have been doing, you can find all our social media through our website, StacyandLynnPodcast.com. That's Stacy with an E and Lynn, L-Y-N-N. And we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter. You can find Stacy and Lynn Podcast, or It's Not Just You, and get a hold of us through any social media. And again, all our social media is hooked to our website, StacyandLynnPodcast.com. Okay, here's today's letter. Dear Lynn and Stacy, I've been unhappy in my job for a long time. But that's not why I'm writing. I've stayed in it for a number of reasons, COVID most recently. My problem is that I have a friend who also hates her job, but all she does is tell me how I'm being taken advantage of, how bad my boss treats me, and how I could do so much better. She keeps telling me I should quit, but she's not following her own advice. It's making me crazy. And again, signed anonymous. And feel free to sign yours anonymous, because we don't want to...
Or even sign it, Sue.
We don't want to shame anybody here.
Mary? I don't know. Yeah. It could be any name.
It could be any name.
Yeah.
That is frustrating when somebody's trying to give you advice, but you know they're not practicing what they preach.
Yes. Yes. Well, I think that, first of all, obviously we don't know, but a lot of times people ask, or they just tell a story. Let's start there. I'm just telling you that I'm complaining about my job or whatever it is. And then because typically, and I don't know if this is a woman, so let's just pretend in my life, my girlfriends like me want to always help. So immediately we're trying to say, well, you should do this and you should do that. When maybe they don't really even want to hear what they should be doing. They just want to have someone that they can complain to about what's going on.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I think a lot of times we get frustrated at the men in our lives because supposedly men are problem solvers.
Fixers.
And
yes.
And if we tell them something, they immediately go to, well, why don't you? And
yes.
Try to fix it.
Yes.
And I think a lot of women also do that.
Yeah.
Instead of just being a good listener, like, oh my God, I'm so sorry you're going through that.
Mm-hmm.
They immediately try to fix it as well.
And they probably don't even realize that, wow, this is kind of the same issue I'm having, until like a friend points it out and says, well, you don't like your job. Why are you staying there?
Exactly. And I wonder if that person has said that.
Right.
Like you don't like your job either. Like, I don't know what would... Do you think if somebody was giving, I'm trying to imagine, like if I was talking about my job and I knew the person was miserable in theirs, so I was mm-hmm. like, you should just quit.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous that you're still there. And if I said, well, I'm trying to imagine how they would react. Like,
well, so let's say after a certain point, I might say, well, I appreciate what you're saying, but you also have said you don't like your job. Why are you staying there? And then all of a sudden the reasons start, right? Just
right.
Like the other person has reasons. Now, she said most recently COVID.
Well, and I think probably there's a lot of people trapped in a number of situations, jobs, marriages, relationships,
mm-hmm.
Airbnbs.
I mean, yes.
There were a lot of people trapped in a lot of situations
mm-hmm.
because of the quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and now even as COVID continues, I mean, I haven't tried to find a job right now, but I imagine it must be very difficult.
Well, yeah. And I think some people, she might hate her job, but at least she has a job
right.
and knows what's going on. And who knows what kind of job she has. But like, for instance, my daughter, the only like real job she's had outside babysitting was a waitress. But she doesn't really want to go back to being necessarily a waitress right now because...
Oh, yeah.
You got everyone coming in and all those people you're coming in contact with. And I don't necessarily want to push her to go do that. But as a 17-year-old, what other kind of jobs are they really going to get right now?
True.
When you have to go back to school soon. So
mm-hmm.
it's not like you're getting a full-time job. So it's difficult right now. So I understand that, and the other friend who I think, did you say that? Yeah, I mean, they're both miserable in their job. Well,
mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the reasons she would probably say back to her is also because of COVID. I mean, most people at least have a rhythm down now by this point, if they've already had the job existing prior to COVID, of how the, you know, how they're working from home and the precautions that everyone's taking and so forth.
Can I play the fixer here real quick?
Oh, the fixer. Well, you are the male, right? A male fixer.
So just my advice to the person who wrote this email and sent it in is you really need to stop complaining about your own job to your friend. Mm-hmm. Stop complaining about it. Like, if you want to change, if you want to go out and get a new job, a new career, something like that, go out and do it, but stop talking about it to this particular friend. Because you're obviously looking for some kind of answer that they're not giving you. And you're destroying the friendship over something that doesn't need to be. So if you stop complaining about it, just set your mind to the task. Like, look, I just got to do this until COVID is over or whatever, till I can find something better, work on my resume, take the steps that you need to do to fix why you're unhappy at your job and stop complaining to your friend about it. Talk about something else, change the subject.
Well, I think we all, like I'm thinking of all my friendships and I know that there are some people where if I, like I have one specific friend who, if I ever talk to her about issues my husband and I are having, she immediately goes to, you know, the furthest extreme, not divorce, but, you know,
killing,
smother him in his sleep,
hired assassin. and so I have learned over the years, I don't tell her because marriages have ups and downs and marriages have issues. And so I she is one person I don't really talk about my relationship with anymore, just because I know I've learned that that is her reaction. And I don't know why. And I don't care. And she's still a wonderful friend to me. And when things are going well with my husband, she adores him. So I have no idea why she goes to the extreme. Maybe I'm really good at complaining.
Well, some people are just black and white. Like, and also they don't, they feel like bad for you, or they feel like, oh, I've heard this before. You should just, you know, be happy in your life and move on or whatever. So her go-to is just get out of there.
Some friends serve that, like, that support system of like, I'm going to support you no matter what. If you're mad about this, I'm mad right there with you. And if you're happy about this, I'm happy for you. You know, just no matter what, they're always going to support your view.
Now, that's something that I kind of have to say, like, if, you know, I don't have many pros if I line up my pros and cons, but one that I think I'm okay at is, and I've had friends tell me this, like, I'm pretty unbiased as far as, like, if my friend tells me a problem she's having with another friend, or it could be her spouse, there's been many a time in my life where I'm like, this time I'm probably not going to have to say you were in the right here, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I could see so-and-so's points.
You are good at that.
Yeah, and I try to be that listener.
That's so valuable.
It really is.
I do try to
see it from another point of view. Most people get locked in their own head of like, oh, I see it this way, and your agreeing friend isn't helping you. Like, hey, maybe look at it from this point of view.
And I have two particular friends that I do this with quite a bit, and that I'm always...
Friends who are wrong a lot.
No, I was going to say, not that I'm always picking the other side, but when that time comes that I do, they both always go, this is why I always call you, because you don't always just say, yeah, that's right. You know, you're in the right. Because sometimes I'm like, oh, well, this time I don't think you were. And in one of the cases, I don't really even know the other person involved that well. Like, I've met them, but I don't know them that well. But you can still listen to a story and be like, maybe that was a little overboard what you did. You know?
Yeah, and it's, I think I err to the side of, Everything will be fine. It'll work out. And I remember years and years and years ago, a friend of mine called and told me a story, something that had happened with her husband. And she said, this is it. Like, I went out and I drove around and I feel like this is it. Like, we're going to split up. And I'm like, no, you guys will work through this. I'm sure. And then we hung up and I sat there for 2 minutes and then I called her right back and I said, I'm not in your relationship. I don't know everything else that has happened. And that was wrong of me to say. Because if you are saying out loud that you are at that point, it's you need my support. You don't need me to say, oh, everything's going to work out. Because obviously, if you're saying out loud, you don't think it is. And so I apologize. And whatever you need moving forward, I am here for you. But I was glad I recognized that I do that, and that I call, because we're still friends to this day. And I think if I'd continued to behave that way, I probably would have lost that friendship while she was going through. She did eventually get divorced. And mm-hmm. I think I would have lost that friendship while she was getting divorced because she wouldn't have felt I was supportive.
Right. So I think in the case of the person who wrote the letter, being that obviously the woman can't do or the man can't do much because of the COVID situation right now.
Yeah.
I think my advice to her would just to be to say, you know, well, obviously right now you're probably not going to be able to make any moves. But why don't you take this time to start, you know, let's maybe talk a little bit about what you might want to do when this is over. Or do you want to stay in the same industry?
Well, except kinda get the person who wrote the letter is the one getting the advice, not the one giving it. The letter writer is the person who's getting unsolicited advice, like you should leave your job.
But I thought the other person also hated their job.
Well, yeah, but I don't think it didn't sound like they were acknowledging it, you know, or even that was part of their discussions. Like, I'm going to look at it again. It sounded like, where did it go? It sounded like, hang on, she also hates her job, but all she does is tell me how I'm being taken advantage of and how I could do much better. She keeps telling me I should quit, but she's not following her own advice.
Oh, but so she is giving advice to quit.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think that, well, obviously we should say that during this time, I think everything's making everyone a little extra crazy.
Yes.
Than it would normally. And it's probably just a really easy topic to get frustrated on both ends.
Yes.
But I think focusing on the bigger picture of not taking one's own advice is just human nature, I really think, because I know in my life I've given advice to people where I haven't taken my own advice. And Remy's raising his hand too. Yeah.
You know, it's forever single guy, always messing right. up relationships. I give the best relationship advice to everybody.
Right.
Like, why are you single, Remy? Like, I know.
Exactly. That's too funny. Oh, I can fix that one. Really? Thank you, Remy. Yeah. But no, I'm probably very guilty of that. I can give out like good advice, but I'm sure I don't always take it.
And even for yourself,
like, yes.
Even if you know you should change something.
Well, I will tell you, this podcast has helped me though, because once I put it out in the universe, like some of the advice I say out loud, it resonates even more with me, whether or not, you know, I've said it or you've said it, or it's come up in something or a book we've read, or, you know, we've, you know, gotten an article that we've, you know, shared with people. Then I'm like, oh, I put it out there. I can't sit here and not do what I'm suggesting that other people should do.
No, you're right. And I feel the same way. And I've, especially because, you know, during COVID, I've been home with mm-hmm. my family and we're together a lot more. And I found myself being like watching my interactions just because I know, like, I'm talking about interacting with your family on a weekly
right.
basis. So I'm like, I can't be a hypocrite. Like,
right.
I need to be more. And I think it's, I don't know. I think doing this podcast has helped my relationships
mm-hmm.
because I'm trying to be more aware and conscientious and not be and practice what I preach.
Mm-hmm.
Not be, what's the word I'm looking for? There's a word. A hypocrite, basically.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
So that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel bad for this person because I know how frustrating it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like maybe she just wants somebody to listen, or she or
yes.
he wants somebody to listen, and
yes.
instead they're getting maybe, you know, not barked at, but, you know, just not being left alone about it.
Right. Well, I think also when you know that problem exists, every time you and that friend get together, they bring it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Even though you might go into the thing saying, you know what, no matter what, I'm not bringing up this job thing. I'm not going to do it. How's the job?
Yes.
And then it turns into that. Now it looks like I'm complaining again when I really wasn't going to even go there. And yet, you know, we're back and she's probably like,
so here's
enough
a way
already.
For our letter writer to transition, because that could be happening. We
mm-hmm.
don't know. So if that is happening, or if you even find yourself discussing it and you don't want to, like every time you interact with the unsolicited advice giver, go into each interaction with them thinking, I've made peace with my job.
Okay.
And that way, if they bring it up,
yes.
you could say, I've made peace with it for now, because now is a weird time.
Mm-hmm.
I've made peace with it for now. And then even if you have that thought in your head,
mm-hmm.
I've made peace with it, you're probably going to be less likely to bring it up.
Yeah, that's great advice, I think.
You're going in with, I've made peace with
yes.
it. And that way, I mean, even if it is a terrible situation and does need to be changed, at least, you know, that's one frustration.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're in a bad situation that needs to be changed and you can't do anything about it right
mm-hmm.
now, that's one frustration. And then being bothered and talked at about it is another. And this is not time to add frustration upon frustration upon frustration. This
no.
is time to be gentle with yourself.
And I have, like, I love all of my friends. So anyone that's listening, don't think that this is you. So, but do you have any friends that when they give you advice, though, they, like, expect that you will, you're going to take it?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they call tomorrow to see, you know, if
uh-huh.
you've sold the car and bought the new house. You know, it's like, wait, we were just talking. I wasn't going to do anything just yet. I was just, hold on. We're just talking.
I don't have anyone quite like that.
Yeah.
But a couple that are close.
And I appreciate this person.
Yes.
And I know that in certain cases, you might need a nudge for whatever.
Right. We all do occasionally.
It is. Right. But this person's always like, you know, expects like, and I appreciate, like I said, the advice, but advice is meant to be heard and what I can do with it or what you can do with it. Maybe a bit here, a piece there of everyone's opinions, but it doesn't mean that I don't expect to give you advice and expect the next day you're going to go out and, you know, dye your hair blue because I told you that would get you, you know,
yeah, you know
a lot
what?
Of attention.
And just rereading the email because mm-hmm. it's because it said the person said, you know, you're worth more. You're not being treated how you deserve. And maybe also keep that in your mind is that your friend knows how valuable you are.
Yes.
And doesn't like to see you being devalued.
Yes.
Because nobody wants to see that.
Right.
Like the people in my life that I love, like
mm-hmm.
I'm like, you are worth so much more. Like,
right.
You know, everybody should, you know, treat you so well.
Mm-hmm.
And you do get frustrated when other people don't see the value in the people you know.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe keep that in the back of your mind too, is maybe they're also, maybe they're not frustrated about the complaining. Maybe
mm-hmm.
they're frustrated that other people aren't valuing this person like you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like they are.
Right.
I think another good tip too is to yes. just try and think of one or two or three things about your job that you're grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do have an income coming
yes.
in. You're
mm-hmm.
not on unemployment. You're
yes.
not starving. Just try and think of any good thing you can about your job. Try and turn your mindset around a little bit
mm-hmm.
about it. And then hopefully that'll rub off on your friend too. Maybe you guys can start encouraging each other and giving good advice instead of always having it go down that negative road where you're crying and complaining about your jobs that
yes.
you hate. You know, I've had plenty of jobs that I've hated in mm-hmm. my life, but it's what you make of it. If you go in there with this feeling of dread and I hate it and it's
yeah.
gross, it wears you down real quick.
Oh, it's so true. That's why people like dread Sunday nights who have a typical Monday through Friday job
yeah.
because Sunday they start thinking about all the things they hate and everything that's coming instead of focusing on a few of the good things, which in turn could make a lot of things better in their life. Because if you spend that much time dreading something, like I used to tell people when I managed them, I'm like, you know, we spend more time awake with one another than we do with the people we most want to spend time with. So we've got to find ways to have fun, enjoy each other's company as much as we can, find little things that make you excited or happy, whether it's, you know, maybe work has like, you know, some works have like a great coffee station, you know, and I'm always like, hey, you always talk about, you know, make that good cup of coffee be like something you start to look, you know, forward to instead of dreading everything else that comes with it. Enjoy the, talk about the coworkers that you enjoy catching up with. Always find, like, I used to ask people, what's the best part of the job that you like and what's the worst part? And when they would tell me, I would say, well, anytime the worst part is something you have to do, let's get that out of the way first thing in the morning. And then the rest of the day, you don't have it hanging over your head like a black cloud. Because that's the other thing I think people do. They look at the stuff they hate and like, you're right. Let's focus on the paycheck, the friends they have there, the getting out of the house. I mean,
yeah.
whatever it might be, you know, I mean, right now it might not be that, but focus on even the smallest things can help turn that mindset around.
You must have been a really good manager.
I tried.
And
I think you. I would have liked to have worked for
well,
you.
Well, thank you.
I
just
reasonable.
Got a text the other day from someone who said, remember the good old days when you were my boss?
Aww.
I wish we could go back there. I'm like, oh,
that's
so
sweet.
Thank you.
Again, if you're in a negative situation, what are you doing personally to make it better?
Yeah.
How are you trying to improve the situation?
Yes.
Well, right? Also remember, nothing is permanent.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it feels now like you're trapped, and I'm using air quotes here.
Yes.
Nothing is permanent.
Yeah.
So take maybe, you know, think about what you can be learning while you're in this situation. Like when my kids had crappy jobs when mm-hmm. they were in high school and college, I always said, well, now you know what you don't want to do forever.
Right.
Like,
yes.
And you've learned that.
Yes.
And you're not going to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
And you've also learned what you won't accept in a boss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've learned how you want to be treated
mm-hmm.
and that you won't accept not being treated that way.
Mm-hmm.
And those are valuable things to learn and remember and apply to the next position.
Yeah. And also another thing that if you don't like what you're doing, try to learn a new skill while you're there. Something like when one of my old jobs, I used to try to make sure I knew how to do every job in the building pretty much.
Really?
Yeah. Because for one, I'd say, well, you know, because it worked out really good. One time, the receptionist for the radio station, remember that blackout?
Oh, yeah.
It was like August 14th. I can't remember what year, but I remember the day.
2001. No, 2002, because my son was almost two.
Yeah. And like, you know, the water.
No, 2003. He was almost three. Sorry.
Okay. The water, the electricity, everything went out
yeah.
and everything. Well, sure enough, the receptionist couldn't show up to the radio station that day.
Wow.
And it was one of the most enjoyable days I ever had at work. I
Dunder
loved
Mifflin, this is Lynn.
Answering. It was incredible. But you wouldn't believe the things people called the radio station to ask.
Oh, yes, I would.
How long can meat stay, you know, if it's not frozen? I'm like, I don't know. This is a radio station. People were saying, is it true you can add like drops of bleach, I guess, to unpurified water to make it? I'm like, I wouldn't be adding any bleach.
No.
I mean, I was dying. I had literally in the lobby, literally throughout the day, because so many people couldn't drive because, you know, the gas stations were
yes.
closed. So if they didn't have enough gas to get back home, they didn't. So the handful of people that came in, it turned in one of those like fun days at work where you're like, no one really knows what they're doing. But thank God I had learned that switchboard because I was like putting on my own little show. I had like 10 people all the time sitting in the lobby that worked with me. We were all dying laughing at all my responses. And I wasn't being mean. I was just like, why are you calling me to ask? I mean, this is crazy. I don't know.
Wow. Okay. So you just learned how to operate the switchboard.
Yes. One day I went up to the Sharon, who was the switchboard operator, and I said, hey, can you just teach me in case you're ever sick or you're not here or you're running late, snowstorm, because she kind of lived a little bit far.
And you were a manager at the time, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love that.
Yes. But I loved doing it. It was so fun. And so I always tried to like say to people in wherever I worked, like, hey, teach me how to do that just in case you're never here one day and I need to get this done. How would I go about doing that? And so that's one thing. But also some jobs pay for you to take classes and
yes.
extend your education. So you know what? If make the most out of a bad situation, like if that's something that they're offering, look at it like that. Look at it like you're teaching yourself a different skill or something and the company's, you know, offering to pay for that. And
even if your company doesn't, there are a number of websites with free or very low cost classes online.
Yeah.
So you could be learning. Like I just took a weather class online just because I wanted to learn more.
Yeah.
And it was available. And mm-hmm. I think it was
$30. Right.
And I learned so much. And there's other classes I want to take too about things I never thought I'd be interested in. And yeah, put your focus somewhere else and it'll probably make you less annoyed with your job and your friend.
Not only that, you'll have more to talk about if you're taking an interesting class. Or, you know, another good thing is what I used to do at work too is, and I used to encourage the people that were on my team to do this, at least once a day, instead of sending an email to someone that's in the same building, walk over and just tell them what you were going to say.
Ooh.
And I really, in sales meetings, I'd say, you know, give me the example of who did that. You know, give me an example of one you did last week. Because like a lot of times you email people in the building and you never put a face, depending on how big your company is, to who Ed in IT is. And you're like, you know what? And I remember one day I said, I just want to, where is he? Where does he even sit? Because it was a big building. They walked me over there and they said, and by the way, if he really helps you out sometime. He loves chocolate chip cookies. I was like, see, good to know. See, okay. These are good things.
That is. And that just happened to me recently at my new job because I'm fill-in, so I'm not in there all the time. And it's mostly men. And I'm sorry, they all look alike because I only see them like every couple weeks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know one's tall, one's short, one's bigger, one's smaller, but they still all look alike to me. But so one guy came back and he had to teach me how to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through everything. He taught me how to do it and we chatted about other stuff. And then he said, you know, here's my email. And it was like A hidden his last name. And he's like, you know, let me know if this works and blah, 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 if you're having more problems. And then he walked away and then he appeared around the corner again. He goes, oh, my name's Andy, by the way. And I was like, so grateful he did that. I'd ask somebody.
Yes, yes.
But I was so, because people don't think to do that if you're in a company and know people don't know all the time.
So make the most of it. Learn a class, meet somebody new.
Yes. Talk about something fun, learn a new skill.
Yeah.
Okay, again, you can find all our social media information on our website, stacyandlynnpodcast.com. We would love to hear from you and hear what's going on with your life, hear what we can help talk through for you and maybe with you. And have a great day. We'll see you next week.